With the exception of a bomb threat and a couple of kids harassing voters in Milwaukee, things went pretty smooth at the polls, which saw record turnout. However, the Wisconsin Republican Party is looking into a case of an absentee ballot that was allegedly cast under a dead person's name.
There was a woman who had died earlier this summer, who a poll worker in Milwaukee happened to open the absentee ballot and know the name because the poll worker had attended that person's funeral earlier this summer.
Spokeswoman for the state GOP, Kirsten Kirkowski, says it's possible there may be more fraudulent ballots.
It was quite the coincidence that poll worker was able to find that. There's probably more where that came from.
They also received reports of some poll observers getting a little overzealous.
There was also just kind of a general mood at the polls where election observers, particularly those that were there on Barack Obama's behalf, were maybe taking a more active role in actually the running of the polls than maybe they were supposed to.
Kirkowski says the party will continue to work with the Government Accountability Board to ensure smooth, fair elections. Meantime, Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen said he was pleased that Wisconsin was able to avoid any major polling place problems. While speaking at the Tuesday night Republican rally, he says voting appeared to go smoothly across the state.
We've only had a few concerns that I'm aware of, concerns that are relatively minor that we've been able to deal with fairly well. So thus far, I think it's been a good day for citizens and their ability to get out and vote.
Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.